Hello, hello, all our evening listeners. You're tuning in to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Kyle.
I'm Yale.
I'm Daniel.
And today we're going to get you started off with an artist or a group called Killbirds, starting with their song called Pyre.
My turn on the pyre, too tired and red to make my own bed.
Hello, hello, hello. This is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. My name's Yo.
My name's Daniel.
And I'm Kyle.
What you just listened to here was Lost Myself by 100% Wet from their latest album, 100% Wet. They are a band primarily based in Copenhagen, Denmark. And they initially what I thought they were rock, kind of hip-hop, but their fans seem to associate this kind of genre of music as hyper gaze. So it's kind of like a dreamy, speedily, fast... It's kind of an indie, dreamy, like, phase of music that just, like, flows you through the song, but wants you hanging on, almost, you know?
Okay, I think I can see what you're saying. I mean, like, if I were to picture something like that, I would picture it as the Avenged Sevenfold in the opposite kind of genre that they do. You know, they're kind of more of a... I think they make a lot of references towards hell, and this song was very much so. I would put my headphones on, lay down in bed, kick back and relax for about 20-30 minutes, and just enjoy my time while listening to these guys. Would anybody else listen to this music on their free time?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I personally think that this music is somewhat like calm, you know, refreshing.
Mm. Absolutely.
So yeah. Like what you just described, you know, I had that exact image in my head, and I'm sure that there are people out there that would have the same image.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just going out, pulling out a lawn chair, sitting down next to a babbling brook, or just a nice little waterfall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolute fantasy world. I'm gonna use the term ecstasy. You know?
Yeah. I mean, all these songs in this album are kind of like this. I just chose the best ones for you guys because. You know how special you are.
You're thinking about all of us.
But you guys should totally check out this album. It's about, I think, 12 songs in total. It's all kind of the same general idea of just, like, the thing you're listening to. So it's not, like, the songs are kind of, like, they don't deviate from each other, kind of. When I first heard this song, I thought it was like a Canadian band, but I was a little shocked to find out they were from Copenhagen. I mean, shout out Copenhagen, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to Copenhagen. All right. You used a term that their fans referred to them as. What was that term again?
Oh, hyper gaze.
Hyper gaze. So when you're talking about hyper gaze and you refer it to as a kind of hip hop, rock and roll kind of thing, I'm thinking of something like lo-fi, a mix between boom bap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I was feeling, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, now that we're talking about boom bap or lo-fi, in other words, I have... the perfect song for y'all. Stay tuned for our next and upcoming artist named Miso Extra. In other words, Emily Takeuchi Brown.
Thank you. your words on ice. Roll my dice twice. I do not die, I multiply. On the empire's a guy. Outfits in Bahamas. 5 a.m. in silk pajamas. On my Mary Jane, I dramas. Cashing. I'm on my corner. Living the past, present, future. I'm into the groove. I'm a Madonna. Speaking my mind how I wanna.
Hello, hello, all our evening listeners. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
My name's Daniel.
And that's...
Amiel.
You just listened to Miso Extra, in other words, Emily Takeuchi Brown. She's originally from Japan, but moved to Buckinghamshire, England. And I would say that's when she started her journey through music, is during COVID-19, is when she started first practicing her producing skills. And although she's only come out with one album, and we just listened to two tracks from there, called Ear Candy, she for sure makes up for that with her 13 singles. I would definitely say that kind of resonates with our last artists. I think they were 100% wet, as we had.
Yes.
But we're more of a lo-fi kind of chill.
I think it followed the same vibe as...
Absolutely.
Like, yes, hyper gaze.
I would agree with you.
As we were talking
100%,
about. Yeah. 100%. It was kind of like dreamy, but it was fast. Like, her lyrics were fast.
Mm.
And... it like wanted you grabbing it. It's like,
absolutely.
It's like it was like rocking you to sleep, but mm-hmm. also waking you up at the same time. You know.
So you would say the title of her album really suits the.
Oh yeah, that was some ear candy.
Oh yeah, yes. Some ear candy right there. That wasn't skull candy. Shout out to the brand, but this was ear candy. Some solid ear candy. This is just it makes my ears want more. Like my ears are drooling right now.
You know, okay? The pandemic threw a lot of people down, made them feel sad. But for her, you know. She rose up. Uh-huh. This is where she found herself, you know?
That's when she hit the grinding bench.
All this
That's
free time gave her power, you know?
Oh, yes. Exactly. She saw her opportunity and took it.
Oh, yeah. She just jumped for it. She absolutely jumped for her opportunities out there because I would say she's a very talented artist. Her music is absolutely absolutely entertaining. So absolutely. If you were to see her in a performance, that would be absolutely awesome. Does anybody else have any other insights as to what Miso Extra is?
Because
I believe she was originally from Japan.
She was from Japan, right?
Yeah. She started off with violin, but after that she moved straight to Buckinghamshire, England. Wow. So I believe she resides in Canada right now. Don't quote me on that. But I believe she is somewhat of a mix between Canadian and Japan.
Forgive me if I forgot here, but did you hear any violin in her music?
You know, I feel like I might have heard a little bit of violin in her music.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's we're coming back to that ear candy, because now I just want to go back and listen.
Yeah,
to
I want to go back and watch you grabbing for more. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we were talking about earlier, I just want to find that. I want to find that lawn chair and go sit next to a babbling brook with my headphones and just kick back, relax, grab some snacks. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
The album fits the songs. You know, it's genius. Ear candy.